A bill protecting turtles in Connecticut has unanimously passed the State House of Representatives. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the measure seeks to carve out protections for snapping turtles and red-eared sliders.
Red-eared sliders are often bought as pets when they're small baby turtles. When they grow up, owners can get overwhelmed, release them, and throw local ecosystems out of balance. To counter that, legislators in the House voted 141-0 in support of a bill heavily restricting the sale of red-eared sliders. It also makes it illegal to release the turtles into the wild. John Hall, executive director of the Jonah Center for Earth and Art, says the bill also protects snapping turtles, which he says he's seen caught in commercial turtle traps while out paddling around Middletown and Cromwell.
Finally, we're on the verge of getting some protection for our native snapping turtles, which are these, you know, incredibly majestic and ancient creatures.
Catching snapping turtles is currently allowed if trappers abide by size and take limits, but Hall says those measures can be hard to enforce. The new bill would ban the commercial trade until the state draws up stricter rules. It now awaits vote in the state Senate. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.